Hang out at Football Central every Sunday at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ.
Live from Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino at the William Hill Race and Sports Book, it's Cofield and Company with Adam Hill.
Oh, man. Hey.
And Ryan McKinnell.
They've done studies, 60% of the time, it works every time.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
On ESPN Las Vegas.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
All right, here we go on this thirsty Thursday, throwback Thursday.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. What's your go-to?
I don't like those alliterative names for things.
No.
I just think it's ridiculous.
The curmudgeon.
It's Thursday.
Adam Hill.
It's Thursday.
Good to see you,
Why do we need to make it more than it is?
I don't necessarily disagree. Ryan McKinnell here, down at Silver Sevens, joined by Adam Hill. Got listener Allie alongside us. Here for the next 2 hours. Get down here, getting you ready for Thursday night football. In the Corona Cantina. Got the William Hill Sportsbook right across the way. Come down, make your bets for the game. And got a little happy hour running from 3 to 5, so you come down here, say hi to us. Take advantage of the happy hour. They also run a happy hour from 9 to 12. Got $2 pints, shots, margaritas, Silver Sevens. Silver Sevens, Silver Sevens. How you doing, Allie?
I'm good. How are you?
Rainy.
Your beard is full since the last time I saw you. You are rocking that thing.
It goes quick.
Yeah.
It goes, or I should say quickly. I got to be careful. I got the writer here to the left of me.
Right.
I want to be correct. I don't want to get,
quickly is correct.
Yeah, yeah. I know. No, the weird thing is I trimmed it probably a month and a half ago.
Do you go to Swagger Men's Grooming?
I don't. I not should.
Yet.
Not yet.
I've heard really good things.
I have too. The schnoz, everything you get up in the nose hair.
Complimentary nose wax. I was hearing about that today at the bar.
King of the world.
I have a real issue with letting people touch my beard.
Fair enough.
I shape it and sculpt it and take care of it myself. Maybe one day I will pass that trust on to someone, but I'm not there yet.
Right. I get that.
It's a personal thing.
Exactly. It's your freaking face.
Exactly. I'm outside the trust tree. Hey, speaking of the trust tree, we talk about Netflix a lot on this show, right?
Okay.
Cofield always gives us recommendations on what to watch. I'm terrible. I never do it. I'm behind on The Staircase and Making a Murderer and a million other shows. So Cofield, actually, I got to give him credit here. I gave him a recommendation to watch a show a couple days ago. And he did it. He did it. So tip of the cap to Cofield. Thank you very much. I'm glad you went and watched. So the issue was, is I told him to watch episode one of this specific show. It doesn't even really matter what the show is, because it really doesn't. There's two seasons of the show.
Well, I kind
of
want to know.
It's Big Mouth.
Big Mouth with Nick Kroll. Nick from The League. And like, I never thought he was
I love him. Yeah.
Well, see, I never thought he was particularly funny. My point is like, I would never go out of my way to watch him. I don't have anything against him. Just not a huge fan of his. But this Big Mouth show, absolutely loved it. I burned through two seasons. It's absolutely hilarious. And I told him to watch it. I was like, watch episode one. Okay? And then just let me know what you think. And, if it's not for you, cool. What does this guy do? He goes out, and he does watch episode one, but instead of naturally progressing to episode two, he jumps ahead to season two, episode one. So he watches episode one from each season. And then he comes back at me like I'm crazy. So I'm going to need some help here.
Well, yes, he clearly didn't like it, which is fine. But I think in his mind, what he did is he watched episode one, and he's like, yeah, I don't get it. Maybe he meant episode one of season two. Maybe that's when it
was,
gets
good. It was just so bad.
Maybe that's when it's good.
Then he fast-forwarded.
Yeah, he's like, enough. Okay, maybe. There's no way that he meant this was the episode to watch. So let me try the episode one of season two. Maybe that's good.
Wow. I will say this.
That's deep.
I will say this. I mean, that's good logic on Adam's part.
Deep.
I'm glad I could rely on him. I will say this. It does take an episode or two to get going.
Then don't tell somebody to watch one episode.
That's a good
This
call.
Is on you.
It's like 24 minutes.
Watch three.
Still good.
But if you know
So you
that
lose
it's
the continuity of the first two episodes? That's ridiculous.
No, I'm saying
invest, Adam. It's 24 minutes.
I don't say start watching season three. I'm saying you said it takes a couple episodes to get going.
Yeah, because my Rudolph gets introduced.
But you told him to watch episode one. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't your original thought be, hey, you know what? It takes a little while to get going. Watch the first three episodes and see what you think.
Yep, I agree.
I should have been more clear.
Yes. You yourself just said it takes a while to get going, so why are you telling people to watch episode one?
And I'm a pilot person. I mean, your pilot is your shot to show us you're a good show or you're not.
Incorrect.
Well, it's what the incorrect. Pilot is.
That's it. No, incorrect. The greatest show of all time had a very, very weird pilot episode that the show was changed completely after that.
What's the greatest show of all time?
Seinfeld.
Of course.
Oh, God,
Seinfeld
I don't
the
Seinfeld.
Show of all time. Ugh. And the first episode.
I'm with Allie.
Was
I might have to go. I'll see you guys
Allie's
later.
Also, Allie's a girl.
How do you do?
Girls don't usually get Seinfeld. That's fine. But the
girls don't usually get Seinfeld because it's
true.
So elaborate. It's so
I resemble
it's,
that
remark. It's so it's so deep.
Yeah, kind of is. Yeah, kind
so
of is deep. Yeah. But no, the first episode was a very weird episode. George was like a normal person. There was no Elaine. Sorry, I'm speaking foreign language. You guys that don't watch the show, but it was a totally different show. And the network was like, I don't know about this. They ended up making a whole bunch of changes. The first season's kind of weird, and then it kind of finds a rhythm in season two, but it was totally different. Like, you can't always tell from a show's pilot episode what it's going to be.
Well, I'm just saying, as a show, your pilot is your jumping off point, and most people are going to watch the pilot and decide then and there, yes, I want to watch the show, or no, I don't want to watch the show. Well, so you having experience watching this all the way through should have said, watch the first few episodes. It's going to be off to a little bit of a slow start.
And I don't even think I can call it slow. It just takes a while till the best characters get introduced in episode two and three. Maya
now
Rudolph.
That's even more ridiculous.
I can't advise someone to skip past the introduction.
I'm not
that's
telling
like,
them to skip.
It's like read a okay.
I'm not saying skip. Yeah, tell them you have to watch the first couple episodes.
Okay, maybe I wasn't clear.
It starts to find
right.
itself.
You know what? He's right.
He
it might be on me. It might be on me.
He cliff noted you.
I still don't know if I fully subscribe to what Adam said about him skipping ahead to episode one of season two strictly because
I think that's why
episode one was so bad of
he
season
said,
one.
He goes, well, this wasn't what he was talking about.
This couldn't possibly have been the endorsement.
Clearly not.
Well, you know
let
what?
Me try. Maybe he obviously meant episode one of season two.
You know, on one hand, I kind of like that. The fact that he would at least hold my opinion in high enough regard to be like, there's no way he meant this season. This is so bad that I have much more respect for Ryan McKinnell than two.
And now he saw episode one of season two, and now he's like...
Now he's confused.
Now Ryan has no idea what he's talking about.
Now Ryan's an idiot. Well, that's on you, Steve Cofield, not me. I'm here. Allie's here. Adam Hill's here. Got a note in the rundown. As I spoke to Adam and Steve yesterday, I caught a pretty nasty cold from being out in that frigid
no,
Arctic...
No, you did not.
Arctic weather on Wednesday.
No, you
Why
did
do
not.
You say, no, you do not?
Because you clearly... That was like, it's not the most fast acting cold of all time, and you were bundled up. Don't blame the 45 degree. No, listen, it was freezing. I agree.
Oh, good.
Don't blame the 45 degree weather for you getting sick. It's clearly other things that are happening, or you got sick sooner. You're not sick after like 10 hours.
I wasn't that bundled up. First of all, it was a very thin hoodie. I was shivering for 3 hours. I mean, I was actually physically shaking. I know it's like an 18-hour incubation period, but I guarantee you what it wasn't. On Friday, I licked my hand after I went to the bathroom in the studio to prove a point that I cleaned my hands and that I'm a clean individual
and I have
nothing to fear. No. That would have been like a 4-day incubation period. That's not possible. That's less likely than the out of T-Mobile. My point was, is you sent over a note, and it made my week feel a little bit better. I don't feel as sick. I am not having the worst week, clearly. And that's because Alex Smith is clearly having the worst week. I got a note from you, and I read up a little bit on it.
24 to 72 hours, by the way, is the incubation period.
Okay, so it was like 18 hours. Brought forth by extreme
Arctic
cold.
Right, so it's something
cold.
Sooner, which was licking your hand.
No, that was on Friday. I will say it was also probably the ego and the hubris of it all, because I said, haha, I'm not sick, I can't get sick, I'm super healthy.
Right,
look
you
at
tested
me.
The universe.
And I licked my hand. And
do you have small children in your world?
No.
That's how I got sick.
Yeah.
That's how everyone
they were taken away.
No, my wife's friends with small children that work with her, they give their sickness to her, and then she gives it to me.
Exactly.
So I get a lot of little kids sick.
Yep.
Or, you know what I mean?
What?
You know what I meant? You know what I meant? But no, Alex Smith, man, the details of this are absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, Alex Smith, who we know had just a horrific leg injury on the anniversary of the Joe Theismann injury, which is incredibly crazy. It's somehow getting worse for Alex Smith. Because he got several nasty infections from his multiple surgeries in the broken leg, and it's not going well for him in the hospital. In fact, You've got guys like Adrian Peterson saying, "I'll continue to pray for him." Like, what? Pray for him? This can't be that bad.
No serious infections could be.
I mean, are we going to have to take off the leg? Is this like World War One kind of stuff? Do we need a stretcher and something to bite on?
I don't think we're at that point yet. Obviously, we don't know. They're keeping it pretty hands-off in terms of what exactly is coming out. We know he has an infection. We know he's still in the hospital, and this thing happened a couple weeks ago, right. And they're saying it's potentially career-ending. When I hear all that stuff, obviously, I don't think he would lose his life, but it's clearly serious.
What was the deal about respecting his privacy? This morning I saw on the crawl.
Yeah, just medical.
Just respecting his privacy.
Yeah, anytime there's a medical issue, they said, we don't want to really get into what exactly is going on, but I mean, that's standard with any patient, and any football player as well, but he's got to get through it. It's rough, no question about it. But it was a bad. I mean, the injury could have been career-ending as it was,
without the infection
that's doing that. But yeah, not a good situation for Alex Smith for sure.
Well, I guess we'll keep our eyes on that. Keep you updated at least as far as whenever we get something. I guess we'll obviously talk about it, as you said.
Vernon Davis said he's the most resilient man I've ever met, which that's strong. It's a strong statement.
Vernon Davis been around the block.
Thinking he's pumping him up a little bit there.
Trying to give him that motivation to pull through.
Yeah, Vernon Davis has got to know more resilient people than Alex Smith.
I would hope so.
I know more resilient people than Alex Smith.
Whoa.
Well, I feel like I do.
None around here.
Well, yeah, no, clearly.
Well, definitely not
present,
at this table.
Definitely present.
Yeah, not at this table.
I meet the slightest setback and I just crawl back into bed.
Yeah.
So I'm not resilient.
And you know what? Don't worry about my cold, man. I'm more worried about you. I saw some tragic news that came down, at least in the pop culture entertainment realm.
I mean,
Queen Cardi, Cofield's favorite. Is she a part of the Super Six yet?
She's sliding close.
She's sliding in.
Yeah.
I wonder if this will like bump her
take
up.
Take over for Dwight Howard after his recent.
You think this will bump her up now that she's a free agent? Cardi B, Offset of Migos, not the Migos.
Thank you.
You're
good.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Good.
No longer an item, Adam. You gonna be all right?
I'm great.
Okay.
I'm happy for Cardi. She's out of that. She's single. It's good. Good for her. Living life.
This Offset slide.
She's already out clubbing last night in Miami. I saw that.
Okay.
That was good for her. She's bouncing back. Not sure where the baby is. That's another question. But she is out. She is out having a good time, enjoying herself. And there were some text messages that leaked. You know, Offset's been a bad boy.
Uh-oh.
Especially right before she gave birth in July. He was out propositioning a young up-and-coming rap star for a threesome with her friend through text message, and things got ugly. But now the girl that leaked the messages is coming out and, like, crying. I can't believe I did this to somebody's life. I feel so bad. I feel bad for Cardi B. Stop it. Knock it off.
You knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course you did. It's the friend of somebody that Cardi was propositioning to get her and her friend, that Offset was propositioning. It's a whole thing.
Bad year for Offset. Quavo goes solo. Cardi leaves him. Future's in doubt.
Migos will be back together. They're fine.
Okay. Well,
don't worry about it.
No worries on Adam's front in terms of
the future
of Migos.
This is not going to be the type of divisive breakup that Pete and Ariana were.
Divisive?
For us. For all of us.
Didn't
yes.
Did you just say divisive?
No, divisive.
Really?
I'm with divisive on this one.
The word is divisive.
What is divisive?
Two out of three.
What is divisive? You say divisive, no one's know what you're going to say. You got to say divisive. You got to speak the language
divisive,
of the people.
I'll say divisive.
It's not a real song.
All right, when we come back.
It's not in the lyric.
Got a little bit of news. Actually, coming up in a half hour, we got Chad Millman going to stop by, talk a little gambling across the realm. And coming up in the second hour, we got Nick Bogdanovich. He's going to be stopping by. But coming up next, got some news. You know about the XFL. Got 8 teams announced. That's happening. But what you may not have heard of, there is another secondary place for NFL players to go. We're going to come back, talk about that when we're here down at Silver Sevens, Cofield & Company. Coming back.
Continue the Cofield & Company conversation on Facebook. Friend us at ESPN Las Vegas.
Good Thursday, Las Vegas. Frank Harness checking in with you. And Thursday means the start of another NFL week. And tonight we kick off week 14. Now, we all have our opinions, but the bottom line is when you're making a wager, it's an investment. You need information. Get the right information with our friends at Gordon Howard Global. Give them a call now, 1-888-566-7878. On the phone with us, our good friend, Mr. Steve Berry. Steve, now I know you're down in Tennessee getting a little bit of late-breaking information on tonight's action.
Yeah, I came down to check out Nissan Stadium. I had never been here before, and I did want to confirm some information we picked up earlier in the week. As you said, this is beginning of week 14. This is an important game for one of these teams and a reputation game for the other one. Right now, Jacksonville at Tennessee. Tennessee laying 5.5. The total's 37.5. Jacksonville coming in at 4-8. Tennessee at 6-6, and they need this game like oxygen. Jacksonville coming off weird game against Indianapolis, winning 6-0. Tennessee coming off beating the Jets in the last 30 seconds of the game, 26-22. Jacksonville last year went to the AFC Conference Championship. This year, they've lost 8 of their 12 games already. It's a really up-and-down season. They will get a little help tonight. Fournette is back after his suspension. Should help their offense a little bit. Guys, we do have some very strong information on this game. It is free. It will help you make the right decision tonight. It's 1-888-566-7878. There is no strings attached. Call for the free winner. People get afraid when they hear the word free. Guys, there's no catch. There is no obligation. Make the call. Get the winner tonight. Cash your ticket. Call us tomorrow to say thank you. 1-888-566-7878.
Steve, now at this time of the season, there's so many different factors out there. There's players' motivation. There's injuries, of course, all the time. There's weather conditions. The bottom line is people need the right information to cash the ticket. That's why they need to call Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878.
That's absolutely right. There are a lot of injuries on both of these teams. Right now, Jacksonville coming in scoring just 17 points a game. Tennessee not much better at 18.5. This is going to be a game that you really, really need to know who is going to be on the field and what kind of shape they're going to be in. Guys, make the call. We'll tell you what the winning move is and why. It's a no-lose situation. The call is free. The winner is free. Your profits are free. Whether you're coming off a great week like we had or not, we have the answer. It's 1-888-566-7878. Jacksonville, Tennessee winner at no charge from Gordon Howard. Call up, get the winner, make your play, cash your ticket, and call us back tomorrow to say thank you. That's all we ask. 1-888-566-7878. Jacksonville, Tennessee winner at no charge.
Mayweather Promotions presents Sin City Showdown. This Friday at Sam's Town Live, as Ladarius Miller and Ricardo Garcia face off in the main event, and Xavier Martinez versus Arturo Santos Reyes in the co-main. Also featuring a stacked undercard. Get your tickets at samstownlv.com or receive a complimentary ticket when you bring a minimum of 3 of these items: socks, beanies, scarves, or gloves. It's Sin City Showdown this Friday at Sam's Town Live. Visit mayweatherpromotions.com/events for details.
Universal Solar Direct. Pay less for your electric.
Nevada license 79863.
It's a rivalry renewed. UNLV takes the hardwood against BYU on Saturday, December 15th at T-Mobile Arena. Benefiting Coaches versus Cancer, the action-packed doubleheader features the Runnin' Rebels against the Cougars at 5:30, followed by LSU versus St. Mary's at 8. Tickets on sale now at TMobileArena.com. It's UNLV BYU on the Las Vegas Strip at T-Mobile Arena. Brought to you by Finley Toyota, Summerlin, and Comprehensive Cancer Centers.
eBayHouse.com is here. America's biggest gift from Santa is coming Christmas.
The way you buy, sell, and rent real estate has changed forever.
eBayHouse.com is a real estate trading platform. Our users buy and sell their homes without a realtor. Log on to eBayHouse.com or
download our app and save.
Mayweather Promotions presents Sin City Showdown. This Friday at Sam's Town Live, as Ladarius Miller and Ricardo Garcia face off in the main event, and Xavier Martinez versus Arturo Santos Reyes in the co-main. Also featuring a stacked undercard. Get your tickets at samstownlv.com or receive a complimentary ticket when you bring a minimum of 3 of these items: socks, beanies, scarves, or gloves. It's Sin City Showdown this Friday at Sam's Town Live. Visit mayweatherpromotions.com/events for details.
Who thinks it's smart to buy a mattress online? A mattress is a long-time relationship, a get-to-know kind of thing. You can't do that online. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Our sleep experts will personally help you find the mattress that's perfectly fit for you. Plus, we offer free same-day delivery, setup and removal of your old bed. And for the holidays, we're giving two free Tempur-Pedic pillows and a free sheet set when you buy any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Ho, 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 y'all. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Cofield and Company is back. Live from Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino. Join the guys as they count down to tonight's Thursday night football game.
Play clock down to three. Luck to the outside. Pass is complete to Swope, and he is not out of bounds. The clock will continue to run. 2 seconds, 1 second, that's it. What a day for the Jags defense. What a tackle by Jalen Ramsey to keep him in bounds.
Jalen Ramsey and the Jags shutting out the Indianapolis Colts last week, looking to play a spoiler tonight as they roll into Tennessee, looking to knock the Tennessee Titans down a peg. Titans sitting at 6-6. Allie, you got any opinion on this game? I know you said you didn't get to make your bets because you lost your phone. But I was surprised last week. That Indy was my pick of the week last week, and I was way off on that.
I thought Jaguars defense was not going to allow Indy to do too well. Wow. So I did not take that bet, but I did take the Cardinals plus 14. That was my NFL bet of the week. Anyway, I never was really into college football until I lived in Oregon and became an Oregon Duck fan. And so I'm all for Marcus Mariota.
He's there you go.
So exciting to watch, and I just love that guy.
So you'll just watch it as a fan.
I'm a homer, yeah. Okay, I'm a homer on this one.
There you go. All right, so obviously got Thursday night football tonight. Season is what? We got a quarter left, 4 games left for each team.
Yeah.
When that's over, you know, people are going to be looking for their football fix. XFL arrives in 2021, I believe. They just announced the 8 cities yesterday. But news came down today, Adam, and fill us in here. There's another football league on the horizon.
Yeah, this one, listen, the AAF is whatever it is. They're trying to do their thing. And we talked about the draft that they were having. Fine, I think their goal is to be a minor league system. They want to be a feeder system for the NFL. They want to kind of be affiliated and have guys kind of move up like a minor league. That's their goal.
Right.
The XFL is the anti-NFL. We know what they've done before. Vince McMahon and his whole, you know, sales pitch. Loved the league the first time, but it was great as a one-year thing. It was going to fall apart after that no matter what.
Right.
It's just very tough to compete with the NFL. But there is a new group trying to do it. It's called the Freedom Football League.
It is
being founded by a group of NFL players. Former NFL players, including Ricky Williams, Terrell Owens,
okay,
Simeon Rice, who's right, the father of Jordan Caroline at University of Nevada, as we know, and several other players. Jeff Garcia is a part of it, Byron Chamberlain, Dexter Jackson, they're all part of this league. It's going to launch, they hope, coming up with spring and summer games. I have a feeling they haven't really been specific about what their goals are. I think they're going to be the anti-NFL in that they're going to do things like, allow players to smoke weed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Ricky Williams' league,
oh,
so.
I didn't even think about that. That's a great selling point.
Freedom.
Though, if you're trying to pitch
freedom.
B-level NFL or football
I would also guess that they're going to be a huge sticking point, which we will support on this show, but I'm sure they're going to allow kneeling for the anthem. In fact, I guess they're not going to probably play the anthem.
So wait a minute. So not only – okay, so if the XFL is the anti-NFL, it sounds like this Freedom, this FFL, is the anti-XFL. So does that make them
– because the XFL came out, and they were basically like, our players will stand by.
Right, stupid.
Wasn't that He Hate Me?
Yeah, that was the old –
that was the original XFL.
I want him to be like a coach in the new one.
He probably will.
That was my favorite part of the XFL.
I mean, he had a pretty, good,
he
pretty long NFL career. I think he probably could. He was one of the ones that went on from the XFL to have success in the NFL. Yeah, I'm sure he will probably be a part of it in some way. But, yeah, they have not announced these things, but I have a feeling it's going to be like an activism-type league, which I support. It's just not going to succeed.
Right.
Like, it just won't happen. If you listen to the team names, the San Diego Warriors, Oklahoma City Power, the Portland Progress, the Texas Revolution, the Ohio Players.
I actually like the Portland Progress.
The Florida Strong.
I like the Texas Revolution.
The Birmingham Kings, St. Louis Independents, the Oakland Panthers, the Connecticut Underground.
No, no, but think about it. Think about it.
We see a theme.
Think about it. Portland Progress, like the mascot could be like a Mumford & Sons looking dude with like like suspenders and like a Starbucks and
I saw it as like a pie chart.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many hipster. There's so many hipster things you can do with the Portland Progress. Like, I love that name. If nothing else, for the absurdity of it all. But
the Connecticut Underground, I like that.
I think Atlanta's got to be the underground if you're gonna have an underground.
That's a good point.
There's no Atlanta team though.
But I mean,
I know, but Atlanta should fight you for that.
You're saying already you want to relocate to Atlanta so the name fits better.
Just change your name.
Okay, that's fine. I mean. They can work
the snowstorm or something. I don't know.
Yes, but I mean, you get the theme here with the team names. If you really put them together, Progress and Revolution and Strong and Kings and the Underground and the Panthers.
Oh,
like to me, they're definitely going for the theme for sure of the progressive. You know, it's definitely a far left leaning league, no question.
Okay.
And again, I'm a far left leaning person. No secret here on the show,
right.
But I just don't see it working.
A far left lean. I mean, I don't know if that's like they're not going to build themselves like that. I think you mentioned it. The names,
no, but
obviously,
it's pretty clear,
right? So, they're going to be the anti XFL, right? Like, so with the players that they have behind them, I mean, you mentioned some real serious names in there. Wouldn't they just in theory be off to a better start than the XFL, which is essentially a joke? You have to answer to Vince McMahon. In this, you answer to people who actually played, who understand the plight, who understand actual football.
We'll see.
Okay.
I don't think getting political like in this way, like I'm fine with expressing and being political and all those things. I'm good with all of those things.
But making it a cornerstone
but, like,
of
making
your,
yeah. it you're basing your league on it, I don't think works.
This, I feel like this could go one way or another. I mean, if we do have the freedom, if they do have the freedom to smoke pot during this, we might not be getting the best football we ever saw.
Well, I don't think they do it on the field.
Do they have
celebrations?
Do they have the freedom to use PEDs?
No,
is
I doubt
that
it.
Part
no,
of it?
No,
I doubt it.
No,
because that would make for some.
But
good
it would
football.
Be cool. It would be cool to see someone.
That would be gladiator. Football.
It would be cool to see someone actually dab in the end zone, not just like dab, but like actually dab in the end zone.
Be interesting.
We can dream. We can dream. Yeah. We're here in Las Vegas. Yeah.
The FFL will make sure that players receive, quote, permanent and reliable holistic health and wellness support.
Ricky!
Both on and off
Ricky,
the field.
Ricky, we yes. see you, buddy.
Yes, that is that's basically just saying everybody smoking weed in the whole league, I think.
All right.
Is how it works. In addition, the league said it would encourage athletes to address societal changes and other hot-button issues. So, I mean, they are going to go in that way. We're trying to develop young men, Ricky Williams said. You can't take away their voice and expect them to develop. When I grew up watching football, I really wanted to be like Jim Brown, not because of what he did on a field, but because of how he could take that platform and have a voice. And so when I got to the NFL expecting to be that to be the case, anytime a big social issue came up, we were told, be quiet, it's a distraction. And so really, we're just trying to change the conversation. I like the thoughts. I like the intention. I just don't see it work.
Yeah, I don't see this working either.
All right. I think it might. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
I think there's just a lot of room for error. If
there
everyone's
is.
Getting high, driving your cars,
well,
you know,
yeah.
you got a whole bunch of money, you got a whole bunch of weed. What happened?
Well, nobody's going to have a
whole
bunch of money.
I was
going
to say, I don't
money.
Think the money's going
to. Yeah, this league.
That's a good call. Yeah.
They're
going to
get
call.
Paid in
yeah.
local yeah. restaurant.
They're
well, think of all.
Edibles.
But think of all the advertising money. That they could do. You know, we have LeBron doing Sprite. Now we can have Ricky Sorry. Williams doing. You know,
yes.
I can't think of
whatever
it.
Brand
I
name.
Yeah.
Whatever brand name.
Insert brand name here.
Actual Debs. I'm with it. All right, so XFL rolls around in 2021. We don't know when this Freedom Football League rolls around, but we do know when the XFL debuts, Adam.
They're going to try next year, by the way, FFL.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck with that, FFL. When the XFL debuts in 2021, we know for sure they're going to have a huge fan, a huge backer, a very wealthy family with a very sturdy patriarch in George H.W. Bush.
Well, he's gone.
Oh.
Should I do the Mac Miller?
He's dead. Still my favorite moment from this year.
Yes.
That line echoing throughout the Thomas and Mac in an empty hallway. It was outstanding. I love the show. But no, it's a headline. George H.W. Bush happily watching from heaven as Houston gets an NFL team.
I mean, I don't find that to be true, but that is certainly the pitch that the XFL has tried to make already in a very ridiculous way. The XFL had their announcements. They announced the team name or the team where the teams would be located. They're moving forward full steam ahead, and they brought up a representative from each city. In those cities, as we talked about yesterday, Dallas, Houston, L.A., New York, Seattle, St. Louis, Tampa Bay, Washington. Oh, St. Louis has a team in both leagues. That's good. That'll work. That'll be solid. So they brought up a representative from each place just to kind of talk about how excited each city is for this XFL to come around. And the woman with the CEO of the Houston Sports Authority, Janice Burke, said she can't help but think that George H.W. Bush is looking down from heaven with happiness over Houston getting a team in the XFL.
Gosh.
In fairness to her,
please stop.
No, Adam. I have a feeling right before George H.W. Bush died.
That was his last.
He looked to the people at his bedside and he said, you know, I'm bummed. 94 is a good run. It sucks that I'm leaving now, but thank God Houston's got an XFL team.
Yeah, I think he'd be more upset that Goldie went to the Cardinals and not to the Astros, if anything.
Yeah. Listen, trying to think how to phrase it properly. Let's just assume for the sake of this argument that there's a heaven. It's clearly not. But let's just assume for the sake of argument that there is a heaven. If heaven is constructed in the way that people think it to be constructed and believe the nonsense of how it's constructed, is somebody really up there like, God, my dying wish. You know what? Thank God the XFL is coming to Houston. Don't invoke the dead, especially the recently dead, into building up the case of your stupid XFL.
If that were the case,
please don't.
Cleveland would have
That's
a Super
ridiculous.
Bowl.
Fight. That's a completely preposterous
That's a good
notion.
Call.
No, I'm just saying, if heaven existed and prayers worked, you think Cleveland would
no,
be
because
without
wouldn't
a Super
every
Bowl?
Fan base be praying for it at that
exactly.
point and hoping for it and using their heaven gift?
I actually thought about this as a handicapping angle. Like, do the schools that have strong religious bases, like, you know, your Cal Baps or your Notre
right.
Dames, due to, when a whole bunch of people think the same thing at the same time? I can't think of what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But
you're saying, is it really like everybody praying works?
Exactly.
No.
Like,
I'll answer this.
I know it doesn't,
no.
but...
I'm from South Bend. We've been praying for a national title for 30 years. It is not
it ain't happening.
And I don't think it's coming this year.
Collective consciousness. That's what it was. Yeah, collective consciousness. Does that have anything to play?
Even if
anything?
I'm a believer, it's fine, whatever. If those prayers worked for teams to win, I'd be angry. I'd be like, what? If these things work, why is the granting of the wish for a championship and not for the end of world hunger? Not for, like, peace.
Tell them,
like,
Adam.
You're going to pray for that?
I feel like UNLV would have prayed Duke off the map by now.
I think we found the new GM of the Portland Progress.
Right?
I hope
there
so.
It is.
There it is. All right. Well, if you weren't paying attention to the NBA season, I got to admit, I haven't been on it like I probably should. I look around, and I look at the rankings, I look at the standings, and the Denver Nuggets are sitting on top of the Western Conference, which is absolutely incredible. But you know what's also equally incredible? At least in my book, and we're going to talk about it coming here on the other side, the Lakers, not doing half bad.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Mayweather Promotions presents Sin City Showdown this Friday at Samstown Live as Ladarius Miller and Ricardo Garcia face off in the main event and Xavier Martinez versus Arturo Santos Reyes in the co-main. Also featuring a stacked undercard. Get your tickets at SamstownLV.com or receive a complimentary ticket when you bring a minimum of three of these items: socks, beanies, scarves, or gloves. It's Sin City Showdown this Friday at Samstown Live. Visit MayweatherPromotions.com/events for details.
Who thinks it's smart to buy a mattress online? A mattress is a long-time relationship, a get-to-know kind of thing. You can't do that online. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Our sleep experts will personally help you find the mattress that's perfectly fit for you. Plus, we offer free same-day delivery, setup and removal of your old bed. And for the holidays, we're giving two free Tempur-Pedic pillows and a free sheet set when you buy any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Ho, 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 y'all. Best Mattress, home with a 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
I told you the $12 haircuts ain't getting it done anymore.
So my new stop is Swagger Men's Grooming. Hey, it's Steve Cofield. You see me doing the daily videos, making TV appearances, working the sidelines of the college games. I can't be looking like a total scrub with my do and this sweet mustache. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. Shampoo and a little massage is included. And if you mention Cofield & Company or Sports Radio, Swagger will give you that nose wax for free. It's at Coronado and Eastern. Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
Cofield and Company is back, live from Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino. Join the fellas for every Thursday night football game.
Mariota, it's caught! Davis, touchdown! And the Titans have taken their first lead today.
Right, Cofield and Company down here at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino. No, Steve Cofield, he's on the road with the Running Rebels, but he will be back very shortly. It's myself, Ryan McKinnell, got Adam Hill here, listener Allie alongside us. Here for about the next 10 minutes, then we're going to be joined by the Action Network's Chad Millman to go around the landscape of all things sports betting. But for right now, I want to get into a little story, kind of a collection of stories. It's all revolving around your Los Angeles Lakers. You got no other NBA team. They're not my Los Angeles Lakers either. I'm a Bulls fan. They'll never be my. I do love President LeBron, though. The first president we will call by his first name when he does get elected in 2024. But, I haven't been paying that close of attention, but I watched last night. For those that didn't watch, LeBron James was absolutely lights out. He went for 42 overall. He had like 20 in the fourth quarter. Kyle Kuzma was dunking. LeBron had like a 34-foot three-pointer. He was feeling it. The point is this Lakers team is now 15-9. They're sitting in fourth or fifth in the Western Conference. Adam, I guess that's kind of where we had them pegged, right?
Yeah.
Right. But
yeah, bottom half of the playoff picture in the West.
Right, but I didn't see, obviously, the Warriors doing as poorly as they're 6-7 on the road, which is just jaw-dropping.
Well, the Warriors aren't trying.
What do you mean they're not trying?
They're sitting guys all over the place. Curry missed a bunch of games. They only care about the playoffs. I wouldn't. The Warriors are the best team in the West still. They will be.
I agree.
They'll win it.
But to say they don't care, but I get what you're saying. They're planning. They're playing the long
game.
They
do not care about the regular season.
Okay, so is that – well, you look at the Nuggets. So is that a direct correlation to the Nuggets being on top and the Lakers being 15-9 right now?
No, I mean, I think the Lakers are getting it together a little bit sooner than was expected. I think LeBron is trying to figure out, like we said earlier in the year, he was figuring out what he had on his team.
Yeah.
He wasn't really pushing it. He wanted to see, hey, who can still be around? Who do we need to get rid of? Everything else. Now in a couple games, he's taken over when he had to at the end to try to win. They're putting wins on the board, which they need to, because it is going to be a mad scramble in the second half of the year. Because looking at the conference standings, I mean, they're right there. They're in fifth, but they're a half game ahead of sixth in Memphis. They're only, two games ahead of Portland. They're 2.5 ahead of Dallas. Sacramento's going to fall apart. I mean, they're up there.
But they're only two behind the lead, though.
Right, but they're...
So it's really a circus right now.
They're two behind the lead, but they're 4.5 out of 15th.
Wow.
The West is so bunched up.
Wow.
Do you think the Warriors are sitting all those guys because they don't want to ruin the game? Isn't that their big thing?
No.
Hashtag ruin the game.
No. It is ruin the game. But no, they're... They're waiting to get healthy. Like I said, Curry was out, Green was out a little bit, Durant's coming to play on his own. And
I think you're
really
kind of underselling this in the terms of the dysfunction that was happening at Golden State and the losing the losing that happened directly after all of that chaos.
Right, when Curry wasn't playing.
Yeah, but there was also a lot of chaos there.
the best player in the league, second best player in the league wasn't playing.
Careful. We can debate that. I think the two best players are LeBron and Kevin Durant. You're going to go ahead and put Curry up there.
He's up there.
You're not. Yeah, the point is you're not wrong. My point is even with a team with Klay Thompson, a guy who once scored 60 points on 11 dribbles, a team with Kevin Durant, and a team with Draymond Green should be able to not go, 6-7 on the road and the problems that they've been having, specifically after
But
that
what I'm saying
fallout.
Is if there were playoff games, they wouldn't have gone 6-7.
Okay.
There would have been a lot more focus and a lot more attention and a lot more concern for the games.
Well, speaking of concern... There's just some concern on the Cofield & Company set. We know that Cofield's Papa, LeVar.
Yeah.
LeVar Ball, is beefing with the king or the leader of Cofield Super 6, LeBron James. I'm not saying they're beefing, but at the very least, they're not talking.
They don't have a relationship.
Yeah, and I kind of feel bad for Steve. This has got to put him in a weird place. You know, being the son and then also being a fan. He doesn't know which way to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate for Steve, but, I mean, this is the best thing that could happen for the Lakers. It's probably the best thing that could happen for Lonzo also. Like,
well, he's playing like it.
If LeVar was around and part of the situation, I think Lonzo would probably be on the trading block right now. LeBron has no interest in dealing with LeVar.
No,
he doesn't like LeVar. He hates him.
He's a complete opposite
LeVar
of
took
LeBron.
Shots at LeBron's
yeah.
son.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't like him. He's made it clear he doesn't like him. And LeVar is doing the right thing by staying away. Just get out of the way, because if you don't want to give LeBron a reason to be mad at Lonzo.
What do you think about, and I'll ask this to both of you, Allie and Adam. I mean, I'm sure you've paid attention, this LeBron and KD. I can't call it a beef because they're like best friends. They recorded a song together. Like, they spend time together. They like one another. Obviously, it's been talked about a lot over the last, I don't know, 24 hours, 48 hours. But I do find it interesting that Durant keeps – we went over Durant before. I mean, I think we all agree he's a rather insecure dude that cares about things he probably shouldn't care about. How did you take this whole – I don't want to say brewing controversy, because I feel like LeBron spoke today or yesterday, and he kind of shut it down in terms of, you know, I haven't spoken to Kevin, but when I will, and we will figure it out. I'm not going to comment on it yet, essentially. And Adam, you can fill in exactly what Kevin Durant said while LeBron was responding, but it seems like there could be something there.
It was a weird thing, because he said essentially that it's tough. It's going to be tough to find superstar players that want to play with LeBron, not because anything LeBron has done, but because the way the media covers LeBron, that it creates a situation of, hey, if you're playing with this guy, anything that goes right, he gets credit for it. Anything that's wrong, you get blamed for.
And that's true.
Which, yeah, certainly is true.
Right.
But that's not LeBron's doing. So people took it as a, as a rip at LeBron. It was really a rip at the media. And Durant's always hated the media. It's not really surprising in any way. He's just saying the media doesn't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're seeing.
Yeah.
And it creates a bad environment around LeBron. I think it's probably somewhat fair. I thought it was weird that there was so many people got worked up about it. Like, it's a very simple statement that it seems fairly accurate on the surface, and it wasn't a shot at anybody, and it's not saying he wouldn't go play there.
It's all about the soap opera, especially when I talk about NFL. It's like the Real House Husbands of Atlanta, the Real House Husbands of Houston. Like, what are the Real House Husbands of the NFL doing this week, and who's snipping at who? It's the media creates this soap opera that we all have to follow along, and these rivalries that don't really exist. And the fact of the matter is, these guys are adults, they're professionals, and they respect each other and what they're doing out there.
You're not wrong, as I think, and I, you know.
It's the men's version of Housewives.
I've certainly dragged Housewives, at least, you know, to my wife, to friends, you know, the people that watch it. How could you be so stupid? Like, how could you poison your brain with that nonsense?
It's the same thing in the NFL. It's the man's version of the Real Housewives.
She's not wrong. I mean, the manufactured drama, the pumping up of the absurdity of it all, the circus aspect of it all, the constant chatter, the 24/7
right,
news cycle,
the NBA
the
is
drama.
Just, NBA is just one take, though.
Sure. I think sports
the
in general.
NFL too.
I can say almost everything.
You see it so much in college, though. Maybe college football, not college basketball, not baseball. Baseball guys, I feel like, are just happy to.
Did
happy
you miss
to be
all those tweets? Did you miss all those tweet controversies this year?
Who?
Josh Hader, all the stuff that. I mean, there were numerous incidents with former players and their racist, homophobic, problematic tweets. That really, I mean, I felt like that was the whole major league season that we were talking about it.
I mean, Josh.
Well, you're the media.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the
you're
point.
Talking about
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, the Josh Hader stuff was crazy. It's. I mean, I guess it's in some
But
way
you
it
never
was.
Get that matchup like Kluber versus, you know, Rivera. He's retired. But you know, you never
well,
get
you
those matchups.
You get
like
bat flips and stuff, and then people want to hit them the next time they come out there, and then the next time they go.
And that is the
face.
That is
that's
the quintessential.
Okay, I'll give you that.
But that is the Real Housewives of Major League Baseball. You got drama. People are fighting. People are causing riots, brawls.
No, it's what the Real Housewives would be if it was real.
That's a good point.
Like, Real Housewives are scripted. So
that
it's
is
like,
true.
So it's a different...
This is the real version of Real Housewives.
I think this is scripted, too. One of my favorite ways to... One of my favorite angles is just listening to the media and whoever everybody is backing all week long. When Alabama and LSU are playing... LSU's playing on a night game on their home field on a Tuesday and it's not raining. Oh, my God. Bet Alabama, you morons. Don't be silly. It's Alabama.
All right, Allie, that's great stuff. We're going to be joined by Chad Millman coming up next. Where can our listeners find you on Twitter? You got your Twitter handle?
I am LV Stats, or Allie Stats LV on Twitter.
Allie Stats LV.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda sports. Coulda, woulda, shoulda sports on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that. Coulda, woulda, shoulda sports.
Allie, thanks so much. We're going to be joined by Chad Millman coming up next. Keep it locked.
Thank you, guys.
Looking for a place to watch Thursday night football? Join Cofield and Company at the William Hill Race and Sportsbook at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino.
Good Thursday, Las Vegas. Frank Harness checking in with you. And Thursday means the start of another NFL week. And tonight we kick off week 14. Now, we all have our opinions, but the bottom line is when you're making a wager, it's an investment. You need information. Get the right information with our friends at Gordon Howard Global. Give them a call now, 1-888-566-7878. On the phone with us, our good friend, Mr. Steve Berry. Steve, now I know you're down in Tennessee getting a little bit of late-breaking information on tonight's action.
Yeah, I came down to check out Nissan Stadium. I had never been here before, and I did want to confirm some information we picked up earlier in the week. As you said, this is beginning of week 14. This is an important game for one of these teams and a reputation game for the other one. Right now, Jacksonville at Tennessee. Tennessee laying 5.5. The total's 37.5. Jacksonville coming in at 4-8. Tennessee at 6-6, and they need this game like oxygen. Jacksonville coming off weird game against Indianapolis, winning 6-0. Tennessee coming off beating the Jets in the last 30 seconds of the game, 26-22. Jacksonville last year went to the AFC Conference Championship. This year, they've lost 8 of their 12 games already. It's a really up-and-down season. They will get a little help tonight. Fournette is back after his suspension. Should help their offense a little bit. Guys, we do have some very strong information on this game. It is free. It will help you make the right decision tonight. It's 1-888-566-7878. There is no strings attached. Call for the free winner. People get afraid when they hear the word free. Guys, there's no catch. There is no obligation. Make the call. Get the winner tonight. Cash your ticket. Call us tomorrow to say thank you. 1-888-566-7878.
Steve, now at this time of the season, there's so many different factors out there. There's players' motivation. There's injuries, of course, all the time. There's weather conditions. The bottom line is people need the right information to cash a ticket. That's why they need to call Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878.
That's absolutely right. There are a lot of injuries on both of these teams. Right now, Jacksonville coming in scoring just 17 points a game. Tennessee not much better at 18.5. This is going to be a game that you really, really need to know who is going to be on the field and what kind of shape they're going to be in. Guys, make the call. We'll tell you what the winning move is and why. It's a no-lose situation. The call is free. The winner is free. Your profits are free. Whether you're coming off a great week like we had or not, we have the answer. It's 1-888-566-7878. Jacksonville, Tennessee winner at no charge from Gordon Howard. Call up, get the winner, make your play, cash your ticket, and call us back tomorrow to say thank you. That's all we ask. 1-888-566-7878. Jacksonville, Tennessee winner at no charge.
I told you the $12 haircut ain't getting it done anymore. So my new stop is Swagger Men's Grooming. Hey, it's Steve Cofield. You see me doing the daily videos, making TV appearances, working the sidelines of the college games. I can't be looking like a total scrub with my do and this sweet mustache. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. Shampoo and a little massage is included. And if you mention Cofield and Company or Sports Radio, Swagger will give you that nose wax for free. It's at Coronado and Eastern. Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out. Yeah, it's getting a little nippy out, but that's not going to stop me from throwing steaks and burgers on the grill. And when I want great meat, I turn to Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917. You order with complete confidence. And now for the holidays, they've got the family gift package. You go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code Cofield, C-O-F-I-E-L-D in the search bar. You get 74% off the Omaha Steaks family gift package. It's normally $195, now it's $49.99. What a gift! What do you get? All beef meatballs, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 chicken fried steaks, 2 premium pork chops, 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, and 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and 4 more burgers on top of all of that. All beef is USDA inspected for quality and exceeds standards. Order with confidence. Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher. Again, get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Cofield in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. Don't wait. Order today.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One with a preview of Thursday Night Football, brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at farmers.com. Ian Eagle and Mike Mayock are in Nashville, set to bring you an AFC South matchup between the Tennessee Titans and Jacksonville Jaguars, both coming off wins last Sunday. For the Jaguars, their 6-0 victory over the Colts ended a 7-game losing skid. Getting his first NFL start since 2016 and first win ever, Jaguars quarterback Cody Kessler said it felt good.
You know, there's stuff I'm going to watch from this film and improve for a quick turnaround, you know, this week. But like I said, man, it feels good. And you know, obviously 7 or 8 or however many it's been in a row, it's rough. And just the environment in the locker room after the game was something, as a quarterback, feels great.
Join us for all the action of the Jaguars at the Titans on Thursday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long, right here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, Napa has 5-quart jugs of Pennzoil or Valvoline full synthetic motor oil for $23.99. That's one heck of a deal for all-weather engine protection. So whether you're driving in Phoenix, Arizona, Duluth, Minnesota, or down the street to the grocery store, the right oil for your ride is just $23.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/18.
With this job, having two hands won't cut it, which is why I thank the stars I have a third, Grainger. When my two hands are full, I fully rely on Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. So, whether I'm fixing a furnace or fastening a faucet, Grainger hands me what I need when I need it, which makes me a pretty lucky guy. Because when it comes to needing an extra hand, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Cofield and Company is back, live from Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino. Join the fellas for every Thursday night football game.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
All right, back here at Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino. It's Cofield and Company, Ryan McKinnell, Adam Hill. Joining us now, what better person to have stop by as we get ready for Thursday Night Football than the Action Network's own Chad Millman. Chad, thanks for giving us a couple minutes. Sorry we got backed up there. We appreciate it.
That's all right. How you guys doing?
We're doing very well. We're doing very well. So let me ask you this. Let's start off. Let's talk Thursday Night Football right off the bat. Last week, I think Jacksonville surprised a lot of people by shutting out a red-hot, what had been at that point, Andrew Luck and Indianapolis Colts. Can they do the same tonight? Can they play spoiler to the Tennessee Titans?
I don't think so. I would be on Tennessee in this game. That felt like a spot to me. You know, Jacksonville at home against a red-hot Colts team had a lot to prove. Their season is kind of down the drain. That defense finally played as well as it could possibly play. Right. To me, the Titans are just, they're a team that is physically tougher on both sides of the ball. I think that they're more balanced, for sure. And I just when they're playing at home, I think that the odds are, you know, generally going to be in their favor. I mean that both as a pun and in reality.
But when we're looking at games like Baltimore and Kansas City, it is offense against defense. How on earth do you approach breaking that game down from a handicapping perspective?
I feel like the most interesting thing about that game is what Lamar Jackson might be able to do to that Kansas City rush defense. Like, this defense hasn't been all that good all year, and I give them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt because they're on the field a lot, they play a lot of snaps, and they also know that, like, at the end of the day, they can give up points, they can play a very, very bend-but-don't-break style of defense and let teams into the scoring zone, into the red zone, because they know that their offense can always come back. the thing about their defense is they are not very good at stopping the ball, and Lamar Jackson is presenting the kind of unique problem that I think presents real challenges for them. So between the Ravens' defense, which has been good enough, but is certainly opportunistic, and you get a lot of opportunities with the amount of times that the Chiefs throw the ball and with the chances that Patrick Mahomes is able to take. So this game was at 7. It got that down to 6.5. I kind of like the Ravens in this game.
There you go, Chad Millman, Action Network. Check it out. The app is great. The site is great. The content is great. And, Chad, a new addition for you guys, making a lot of headlines this week.
Yeah, Darren Revell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
That was exciting. Yeah, hey, now. That was exciting. Look, I worked with Darren forever at ESPN, and he is a content-generating machine. And also, he's digital native. And what I mean by that is he adopts every new platform that comes around and figures out how to make it work and connect with an audience. And more importantly, for our purposes, like, he's a guy who's been covering gambling more and more for years. And certainly when I was at ESPN and I ran the magazine and I was running ESPN Digital, he was a guy who I was assigning more things to and working more closely with and trying to push into that space. And so I'm thrilled that he was able to join us.
There you go. So make sure you check that out. And sports betting continues to spread now, more and more states. It's coming around. So that's certainly good for you guys, good for us, good for everybody to have gambling and sports gambling more widespread and more places to find out and talk about it. And certainly the Action Network is a great place for that. We talked about Indianapolis getting shut out last week. Do they bounce back against Houston this week on the road?
I think this is the hardest game of the week to handicap. The game opened at, what, 4, 4.5? Now it's at 5. I think when it was at 4, 4.5, I liked the Texans. It gets now to 5, which is kind of a dead number. But it's just, you know, these games, they tend to play them close. And you've got the Texans' defense that is so good at rushing the passer, even without blitzing. And Andrew Luck, who I think, that game was an anomaly, right? That is not who they are. They fell in a bad spot where all of a sudden everyone is thinking they're world beaters and they're favored on the road against Jacksonville. This is a really hard one to handicap. I am not going to bet this game. I don't see a huge advantage in the number in either side.
We saw some underdogs really come through last week, which I'm sure made a lot of book directors very happy. When that happens, do you like to look for the underdogs to keep it going, or do you think favorites bounce back, or does that not weigh into your thought process at all?
It doesn't really. Like, these things are all independent, right? These games aren't played sort of as a collection. Each one, you have to look at the numbers as they stand and decide, all right, is this a spot where I feel good about what I'm seeing? Like, I kind of like the Bucks as 8-point dogs. I would lean to the Cardinals as 2.5-point dogs as home. I think that you look at it, I like the Bears a lot as field goal dogs at home against the Giants. I think you got to look at each one independently and not necessarily think, well, there's a trend now, because I don't think the universe works that way.
Well, you mentioned that that Rams-Bears game. What makes you like the Bears here?
You know, Mitch Trubisky has been playing really well this year, and I was actually really impressed with how the Bears played against the Giants. That was not a game where they were at their best, and even with a backup quarterback, they came back. They were really creative offensively with not their best talent, and they had a chance to win that game. And I think you get the Bears back at home in prime time with their quarterback behind center and that defense getting healthier. And I like the way that they present matchup problems, especially Tariq Cohen, for the Rams defense, which I don't think has been playing very well. You know, they had a nice game against the Lions last week and they covered, but generally they have not been a very good team. And so I don't have a lot of faith in them being able to cover a number on the road.
And Chad, it sounds like you're not too concerned about the lack of production from Jordan Howard either.
No, because I think that the way Mitch Trubisky has been playing when he's on the field, and with Tariq Cohen, you're getting it from a lot of other places, and so there's enough weaponry there now that just seems to be the way Matt Nagy is calling the plays. And if they get Jordan Howard into the flow, that's great, but if not, they seem to be able to score without him.
You have a lot of faith in the Bears finally beating a good team. We'll see if that can happen this week. I'm messing with Ryan here on that comment. But, yeah, they've struggled against good teams this year. We'll see if they're able to come through. That was when you said you liked the best, right? So, you know, we looked at a couple other games and, you know, for local interest, Pittsburgh and Oakland. Pittsburgh, real quick, 10 points on the road. Any chance you can mess with them?
Sure. I mean, if James Conner's not playing, this is a team that hasn't necessarily played well on the road. It's a team that's having a hard time being consistent. The Raiders have actually, for the Raiders, played relatively well at home recently. I know the number has moved from like 13 down to 10.5, so I'm not going to bet it just because I didn't get the best of the number, but I can see why people would be interested in the Raiders.
All right, Chad, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes. We will talk to you next week.
All right, folks, talk to you later.
All right, that's Chad Millman of the Action Network. You can find him at Chad Millman, two L's, on Twitter. Got a lot of good stuff up there, obviously, for your bettors in your life. If you are not them, maybe give a subscription to, you know, some family members. All right, when we come back, time for the Big 5 of 4.
Cofield and Company will be back in 90 seconds. Keep it here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Back again is the William Hill 2020 College Bowl Challenge, featuring a $20,000 guaranteed grand prize. Pick 20 College Bowl game winners against the spread, and the top score wins with a $100,000 perfect score bonus also up for grabs. It's just $20 to enter, and there's no